The New York Times is reporting that Amazon is planning to make 10,000 workers around the world redundant. The company employs around 5,000 people in this country and recently opened a new warehouse in Dublin. In the past 24 hours, Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos gave Dolly Parton $100 million for good causes and said he plans to give away most of his $124 billion fortune during his lifetime. Let's talk to our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan. So, Brian, what is the latest on these reports about job losses at Amazon?
Well, since last night, the first was the New York Times, then other US media outlets starting to report that Amazon is planning to cut 10,000 jobs globally, possibly as early as this week's. Now, we're told that the layoffs would happen, according to these reports, in its corporate and technology sections focused on Amazon's devices unit, which would handle the voice assistant Alexa gadgets that people would be familiar with, as well as cuts to the company's retail division and human resources. Now, we're being told that these final number of layoffs remains very fluid, individual team leaders still assessing where the cuts can be made. Amazon has not yet commented on any of these reports, but they do come just weeks after the retailer warned of a slowdown in growth ahead of the busy Christmas period, which of course would normally be its highest sales period. Amazon said that consumers and businesses were expected to spend less this year because of rising inflation. The company had previously announced a hiring freeze for its corporate workforce. Of course, like a lot of tech companies, business boomed for Amazon during the pandemic. People were stuck at home. They had to order everything online. Now, with this global economic downturn hitting sales, the company's been forced to cut costs after reporting lower than expected earnings in October. In recent months, it's cancelled the development of products. It's closed some US call centers. It's delayed the opening of some warehouses. Now, I know 10,000 jobs sounds like a very large number, and it is. It would be the biggest set of layoffs in the company's history. But just to put it in context, it would also just be 3% of Amazon's corporate employees and less than 1% of its overall workforce. Amazon is a massive employer with around 1.6 million full and part-time staff around the world.
And like the other big tech companies, they have a presence in this country. How big is that, Brian?
Yeah, Amazon also a very big employer here in Ireland with around 5,000 staff. Now, there was no response from Amazon Ireland yesterday evening when I contacted them to ask what impact these potential job cuts might have on Ireland. The company opened its first office here back in 2004. It opened a customer service centre in Cork in 2006. The following year, it opened a centre here for its cloud computing operation, Amazon Web Services. In the summer of this year, Amazon opened a very, very large warehouse and processing centre in Baldonnell in Dublin. Now, it calls this a fulfillment centre, and it led to the creation of 500 jobs. Now, I was at this centre myself a few weeks ago, and it really is enormous. This thing has a footprint the size of 7 football pitches. It has millions of items that are processed and shipped across the island of Ireland and Europe. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar officially opened the facility last month, and at the time described it as an indication of Amazon's strong commitment to Ireland.
Brian, there's been so much talk in recent weeks about the tech sector and the layoffs among the various employers. What's your analysis of what it says about the sector at the moment?
Yeah, look, there's no denying it's been a bad 2 weeks for tech jobs. More bad news just yesterday when the Irish-founded tech company Intercom announced a 13% cut in its global workforce, and that will result in 39 potential job losses here in Ireland. Last week, of course, Facebook parent Meta announcing a 13% cut in its global workforce, expecting to result in around 350 job losses here. Also last week, payment company Stripe officially informing the government of its plans to make some of its Irish-based staff redundant. And of course, 2 weeks ago, who could forget those Twitter layoffs by new owner Elon Musk? And that Elon Musk takeover of Twitter is continuing to have ramifications. Just yesterday, the Irish Data Protection Commission met with Twitter representatives over concerns about the departures of some of its senior executives, namely its data protection officer. You see, Twitter is registered in Ireland for EU data protection purposes, and the Data Protection Commission wanted to assess if the departures of these senior executives would have any impact on the company's data protection obligations. US regulators have expressed similar concerns. But looking at tech overall, I mean, look, the government, industry bodies very keen to stress that this is a right-sizing, a correction for an industry that had overhired and grew rapidly during the pandemic. But there's no denying there is a global economic downturn heading our way. The IDA has described competition for foreign direct investment as fierce. And I think there are concerns out there about those things that might make Ireland less attractive as a location. Things like housing shortages, infrastructure, water, energy supply, issues I think that will have to be addressed if Ireland is to weather those storms that could be coming our way.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent at 7:24.